Hello there, this is Vajragupta, part of the team for the Urban Retreat, starting on Saturday the 9th of November. And just wanting to talk a little bit about the international flavour or aspect of the event, because we're going to have people taking part from many different parts of the world. And that international flavour seemed particularly significant given the theme of the event. So the theme, as you know, is metta, or loving kindness, which is friendliness or warmth or concern for other people. So it's obviously an emotion which is expansive. It's about having a broader, bigger awareness of other people. And metta is also described as being a universal emotion. The ideal is that we would have that attitude of metta, that attitude of loving kindness towards all beings. Our natural response would be one of open-heartedness, concern and friendliness towards whoever we meet in our life. And obviously that's a big ideal, and obviously we can't literally practically be a friend to everyone, but the ideal is that, well, we would, if it were possible, if that opportunity arose in our life, or if there was the need to respond to somebody, we would try and connect and not cut off from them. So it's universal in that sense. The ideal is that it is possible for any human being to connect with any other human being. It is possible for us to understand each other fully and deeply. So that's the universal ideal of metta or loving kindness. On the other hand, practically speaking, we do need to start with real people in our lives, real situations, real people that we rub up against every day. If we're learning how to cultivate metta, if we're learning how to respond with loving kindness towards people, it's got to start on that everyday practical level. Otherwise, there's a danger that it just becomes a nice, rather flowery idea in our heads, but it doesn't really mean anything. It just becomes a bit abstract or a bit sentimental. So yeah, we do need to start with the practical and the everyday, and start by considering our relationships with the people that we rub up against every day. But at the same time, it's also really important to remember that it is a universal ideal, that ultimately metta is about expanding out and including more and more beings. Otherwise, I think there's a subtle danger that our practice of loving kindness just subtly becomes about, it's just about me and my life and how I feel about other people. So it's really good to bear in mind that universal aspect of the practice. And of course, those of you who know the meditation practice that we're going to be doing, going to be teaching, will know that in the fifth stage, at the end of the practice, we do actually expand out and include more and more beings. So that universal aspect is integral to the actual meditation practice. So yes, the Urban Retreat is in a way an opportunity, a little opportunity to connect with people from lots of different countries and cultures. There's going to be people taking part from many different places in the world. I'll just give you a few examples. In China, there's people taking part in Hong Kong and Beijing. There's people from Mongolia and Moscow that I know are taking part. There's people from Arnhem in Holland, people from Arialoka, which is a place in the United States of America, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire, in the USA. In England, there's people all the way from Exeter up to Newcastle, and then up into the Highlands of Scotland as well. Down in Auckland in New Zealand, Sydney in Australia, or Johannesburg in South Africa, I know there's also groups and people taking part. And this international aspect of the event can be a real inspiration, because you can connect with people from different cultures and you can realize that you're practicing the same Dharma, you're practicing the same meditations, you're trying to put the same ideals into practice. And that just can be really heartening and connecting and inspiring, and give you a sense of faith, a sense of confidence that it works. It can work for people from many different cultures and situations. I remember a friend of mine going on a pilgrimage once to a Buddhist country, and he was walking around a stupa, circumambulating a stupa. I think it was in Nepal. And there were many different pilgrims from different countries and different cultures, living completely different lives to him. But he just felt really connected to them as they were all walking around this stupa together. He suddenly recognized that they were all practicing the same teachings of the Buddha. They were all connected to a tradition that went right back to the Buddha. And he found this really helpful. It helped him see the universal nature of those truths and those teachings. It helped him see that he wasn't alone, that other people were practicing these teachings, and that they really worked. So we'll be trying to bring that into our urban retreat in little ways. So one way we're going to be doing that is at the Buddhist centres that are taking part, a couple of times during the week, we're encouraging people to do what's called a metta wave. So basically everyone will meditate at a given time, the same time within their own time zone, and they'll just send metta across the world. And when they do that, they'll know that in a way people to the east of them have just been doing it a short time ago, and they're receiving that metta from the east, and they'll also be then sending that metta on to the west, to the people doing the urban retreat to the west of them. So we'll post online when that is taking part so that you can take part as well. And Loka Bandhu, another member of my team, has done a wonderful montage of photos of people waving. So people from different sanghas, different communities, different Buddhist centres across the world who are taking part. And we're going to post that online as well, so you get a sense of all the different people, or some of the different people, that are taking part in this event. So yeah, those are a couple of small ways in which we can just connect. You can also post up just a comment about how you're doing with the urban retreat during the week, how the practice is going for you, where you are and what your situation is. And that'll be another way of us connecting with each other. And just realizing, yeah, we're not practicing on our own. There's loads of other people across the world also practicing metta, practicing loving kindness, and just helping us connect with metta as a universal ideal, as about, yeah, that ability of connecting with human beings wherever they are, whatever their situation is.